I think it was almost to the day, I think a year ago, you were signed here. And was it a surprise that they called you up and brought you back inside?
Not really. You know, I was just thankful for the opportunity. So, you know, right now I'm just trying to take advantage of it.
How much of what you did last year and being a part of the team earlier this year is still applicable as you're back now in the stretch run here?
I don't think it's really a big part. You know, right now, you know, you got a bunch of new faces around here. Those guys have been here for a couple of weeks now, so I'm actually trying to work my way into, you know, helping those guys out. So, you know, it's not about me, it's about the team.
Is there a comfort level here as opposed to playing, you know, maybe if you had, you know, got a call from someone else, the fact you know the system, you know the coaches, you know the pretty much the routine?
Somewhat, but, you know, the system changes every day around here, so you never know what's going on.
I know you've been playing these last couple months, but have you been watching the Patriots? Maybe you've been keeping tabs on what this team has been doing?
Off and on, you know, I've been watching them, but, you know, I kind of got away from football. You know, I used to work out. I just train and work out and hang out with my daughter. So, you know, try to take advantage of that quality time that I have with her.
So were you not expecting to get a call?
I was expecting to get a call. You know, I was just, like I said, you know, I was trying to enjoy the little time that I had with her and, you know, continue to train. Like, I train Monday through Friday. So, you know, during the week I work. I made sure I did my workouts and, you know, train, run, stuff like that. But on the weekend, I pretty much made it a family time.
Do they keep tabs on you to ask them, just make sure you're training or anything like that?
Probably, pretty much. You know, you never know who coaches know. So, you know, when you're out there training, man, you just got to go give it your all.
You were in the UFL this year, right?
Yeah, I played 2 games in the UFL.
What was that experience like? I know you've been there in the past as well.
It was pretty cool, you know. It was one of those things, you know, you play ball and next week you're off. So just take advantage of it.
Had any other NFL teams tried you out this year or inquired about your services?
No, not really. You know, everybody's had their own opinion. So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, I'm just thankful that I'm back here. You know, I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity and go out here and do what I have to do.
In your experiences, Joe, in the NFL and in football, is it a unique place here where so many guys have come in in the middle of the season here and played roles? Guys are switching positions on defense, you know, going from offense to defense. Is this kind of unique, the way they utilize the personnel they have in this locker room?
Yeah, it's kind of different. You know, you got to be a pro. You know, once you sign up for football, you know, it don't matter what side you play on. You know, you got to be a pro about it. You go in there, study, you study your opponent, and you go out there and perform.